The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Tuesday, the 18th of December. In your Squeeze today, a political scandal disrupts the government's surplus announcement, Chris Dawson to be released on bail, a quick world news update, and King of the Sting. This is your Squeeze today. Yesterday, the government was all set to announce their mid-year budget numbers, Claire. They look to be delivering a surplus next financial year, but all of this got lost with, as described in the Squeeze Today email, an old-fashioned political scandal.
It was something that seemed to come out of the blue, although looking at reports this morning, it sounds like political insiders know quite a bit about, or think they know quite a bit about, Andrew Broad and his extramarital escapades. But yes, a story in New Idea of all publications. We're not used to breaking political news coming from one of the gossip mags. Had a story yesterday to say Amy, who is an expat who goes by the online persona of Sweet Sophia Rose, had told them that she had met with Broad in Hong Kong, that in the lead up to their meeting, he had bombarded her with more and more sexually explicit text messages, and that she was coming forward because she didn't think someone like that should be in a position of power.
Yeah, Andrew Broad's a national MP and he's the member for Mallee, which is Mildura area of Victoria. He was the assistant minister to the deputy prime minister, but he's resigned from that position.
The only other thing to add really in the breaking news on this morning is that News Corp tabloids say that at least three other women have come forward in the past alleging relationships with Andrew Broad.
So we will wait and see what happens on that today.
We will.
What about the budget numbers?
So
let's give that a go.
We'll give that a go.
Let's give them a crack.
The budget deficit for this current financial year, which is 2018-19, that's been slashed, the prediction for that, from $14.5 billion to $5.2 billion. And that's because more people are in work. As you would remember, we've had record jobs increases in the last, certainly the last 12 months, probably longer than that. That means these are people who are paying taxes and they're not claiming welfare. So we're getting a bit more into the tax coffers and not spending quite as much as we'd anticipated. So that's brought the budget deficit down for this financial year. And then we're looking at a surplus next year of about $4.1 billion. And that would be the first time that the government's recorded a surplus since the Howard government days.
Yeah. Chris Dawson is expected to be released on bail this morning with some strict conditions.
His family need to post $1.5 million for his release, and he can then return to Queensland's Sunshine Coast, where he'll need to check in with police every day. The magistrate decided that Dawson wasn't a flight risk, and that the case, though, isn't a weak one, but certainly before that, those hearings commence next year, he's able to go on bail and have Christmas at home with his family.
Yeah. Yael Stone, an Australian actress and cast member of the hit TV show Orange is the New Black, has sat down with ABC's 7:30 and shared her experience of working with actor Geoffrey Rush.
It was quite a long interview with 7:30 last night. And if you're interested in how these sorts of things, this sort of, you know, Me Too and Time's Up kind of stuff really is still coming, it's really worth a look. She is very articulate and talks quite extensively in that interview about what it was like as a 25-year-old to be able to have her career take great leaps forward by being cast in this play at Sydney's Belvoir Street Theatre with Geoffrey Rush, and what that did for her, and then how she behaved. She was uncomfortable about Rush's behaviour, she says, but she was also, as a young actress, very concerned about what complaints about that behaviour could have could do to her career. So, yeah, well worth a look. She's said what she's going to say. Rush has denied her accusations, and I guess we'll just need to see whether Rush or anyone else takes any action about what she's put on the public record. But the backdrop really to this is the defamation proceedings that Rush has brought against the Daily Telegraph about claims they've made during the 2015 Sydney Theatre Company production of King Lear.
A few updates on some world news. The shooting in the French city of Strasbourg has claimed another life, Claire.
Five victims have died so far from that shooting last week at a Christmas market in the French city. And late last week, the suspected perpetrator of that attack was killed by police.
And the UK Parliament will vote on the proposal to leave the European Union. They'll vote on Brexit on the 14th of January.
Yeah, Theresa May, the UK Prime Minister, has quite a bit of work to do to get enough votes. It doesn't look like the deal that's before them is going to change much. Her meetings with the European Union leaders hasn't really solicited any kind of will to change the agreement that they've made, so she's got quite a job ahead of her to get enough support for that.
The ACCC was out again yesterday. We've mentioned that they're not slowing down before Christmas, this time looking at airlines and suggesting that they might need to be fairer on refunds.
Yeah, I hope that Chairman Rod Sims is buying his staff a good Christmas drink this year. They're really pumping out the work as we head into the lead up to Christmas. Yes, what this is about is part of the ACCC's monitoring function, and as the consumer regulator, they say that the policies that the airlines have in place for refunds, particularly if flights are delayed or cancelled. They've had a good look at that. Jetstar were named as the worst offender, and they're currently looking at working through the courts a payment of almost $2 million in breach of the consumer laws on that.
And just finally, Rugby Australia has announced yesterday that Michael Checker would keep his job as coach of our national team. But before we run out of time, tell us about the king of the sting.
Coyote Peterson. He's one of these, look, there's this whole genre, isn't there, of YouTube stars who billions of views just doing what they do. And of course, there's all sorts of interesting ways that they get paid for that. So this guy has made a career out of being stung by various creatures, and he gets millions and millions of views, like the worst possible bees and, you know, all sorts of things. Anyway, he gets stung. That's all captured on YouTube. He, though, why it's in the email, there's an interesting article about he's landed a big TV deal, but the catch is he doesn't want to be stung anymore after years and years of suffering all this pain.
How?
So, yeah, it's a bit problematic, but, yeah, it's certainly interesting look into how these people project themselves into celebrity and into careers in entertainment, I guess.
Well, that's what it is, I guess. He's had 2.3 billion views on his YouTube channel. What about the subject line?
Well, getting back to, Coyote Peterson, it's a Sting song. I couldn't resist.
Oh. That. I should have guessed. It must be the end of the year. I'm getting slow. I should have known that one.
And we walk in fields of gold. So just a nice quiet one for today.
As we've mentioned before, we are moving email platforms this week. Please save hello@mythesqueeze.com.au to your address book. If you need instructions on how to do that, we have a blog post up on our website. So visit that, thesqueeze.com.au. That's hello@mythesqueeze.com.au. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. We'll chat to you tomorrow. The Squeeze is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesqueeze.com.au.